Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Set up this extra point.
It's time for the extra point with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
What was your reaction to seeing Sammy Sosa back at Wrigley Field and the crowd reaction to him being there for the first time in 21 years? Did you feel he was bad luck? Do you want to see him more often?
This is my house. I always believe that it's going to happen, but wasn't the God time. The time was perfect. Now, I'm here again, and I will continue to be here.
Your reaction to Sammy Sosa over at Wrigley?
I thought it was all pretty cool. We were surprised on Friday morning when it happened at 7 o'clock. News broke that he was already here and was going to be part of the festivities. This was kind of the second phase of the return, or maybe it's the third phase, because it went from the convention to spring training to now appearing on the video board and getting tours of the facilities and back where he is, a place he's familiar with, but it's changed a lot since his last time there 21 years ago. I love the picture they tweeted out on him and PCA on Friday after the show. We talked to PCA, and he said they had met, and that was really neat to see because of the history that they share and how similar they are in terms of being an entertainer. I know there's a lot of controversy about Sammy, but I think the reaction implied that this was also very cathartic for Cub fans, and I think it should be looked at it that way. It's been long enough. That's my opinion. Other people we heard from on Friday don't agree. We heard from on Saturday don't agree. We interviewed Sammy on Saturday on Inside the Clubhouse, and we had talked to him about a variety of things, and he sounded like a guy who was happy to be back and looks forward to returning again. September 6th is his day. The most interesting thing he said Saturday, I asked him about the Pete Rose reinstatement and whether that opens the door to people like him who have been kind of barred from Cooperstown, Barry Bonds, Alex Rodriguez, guys like that. His answer was interesting. He basically thinks that there is an opening there. I don't know if people would agree. I don't know if that's really valid, but he does look at it that way, and his answer was a little bit more compelling. I was glad Sammy was back. He had a lot to say, and he was in rare form for Sammy because he was at one point he was at a loss for words.
I was pretty juiced when we heard about it, and I thought did a pretty decent job kind of explaining what he was going to do, and he did all the things that we found out that he was allegedly going to do, so we were right on it. And the broadcast, both on Cubs Radio here and on TV, I made sure I rolled on the DVR because I wanted to see it as well as hear it. And they made it out like there was a buzz. I mean, Zach started his pregame show about there being a buzz. I'm curious from fans, was there a buzz? Also, Friday was the biggest ticket day.
The biggest crowd of the season
Friday. So did more people, show up because they heard the news and grabbed the last couple of tickets that might have been lying around? Yeah, sure, like he's always good to see out there. And it seems like there is a little bit of juice with the players. Most of these players were barely born when Sammy was playing his last days with the Cubs. I mean, PCA was like 2 years old or something, right, when Sosa was done with the Cubs. So I have no problem. Also, from clips and bits and pieces, him and Tom Ricketts, lots of hugging. Lots of embracing, lots of hugging between him and Tom, which – we've been around Tom, and he hated answering questions about Sammy not being around.
Do you expect fist bumps?
Yeah, it's an interesting turn of phrase. There was a lot of juice because Sammy was there. And I'm not sure that I'm not a Sammy guy, so it's hard for me to embrace it the way you guys are. I think that he never took any accountability. I don't think he's ever. I think the lesson of Sammy is if you wait long enough, everything will be forgiven and they will bring you back and it doesn't matter. And I find the whole Pete Rose steroid guy thing weird. I mean, that was not Pete Rose, whatever. I don't want to re-legislate
weird in what
at
way?
All.
Weird it's to totally, ask him about it or weird
no,
his
no,
answer?
No, fine
or?
To ask him about it. But the idea that because a guy that was gambling and barred from baseball would then not apply to a guy that was somehow applies to a guy who was doing the steroid era stuff. Should we just bring back steroids? Is that the idea? Would that be great to get more homers? There seemed like there were enough from this weekend, but I'm just saying, I think those are separate sort of issues, you know, whether you're barred from baseball for gambling versus, you know, kind of using steroids and what that meant at the time. I think baseball needs to take more culpability about not really outlawing steroids in the fashion in which they did, but they didn't. You know what I mean? I think they benefited from it, and then they turned their back on the guys that kind of used them, which I don't think people that cheated should be rewarded. I don't know. It's a very complicated issue, but it feels like all that's happened here, there's been no culpability pointed out. There's been no apology and there's been no acknowledgement. All that's happened is time has passed. And so everybody just feels like, why, you know, it's too bad that so much time passed. I don't know. I'm not into that. I thought the steroid era was a bad thing, and I'm not sure how I feel about it. And, you know, I'm not as celebratory as others are, but I'm not a Sammy guy, you know? So I know I'm not supposed to even mention that the reason he wasn't there is because does anybody remember how he left the team? What happened when he left and the method in which he departed? You know, there was a reason they called him Sammy, right? And I think that that's all in the past now and forgiven. So that's great.
It was not, though, if you're bringing it up. I mean,
I'm reminded of it.
Yeah.
I'm reminded of it.
21 years ago.
There you go.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.